Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to your new Jackrabbit Illustrated B-Team spinoff show.
Scared money don't make money.
That's right, folks. Scared money don't make money. The spinoff show from the B-Team with Ben and Brendan making their picks against the spread just like old times, with the addition of Alex Kenkel and his computer model that is featured weekly on jackrabbitillustrated.com. As usual, the B-Team and all Jackrabbit Illustrated podcasts are live on the Jackrabbit Illustrated Facebook and Twitter pages, along with being live on the FCS Fans Nation YouTube channel. Also, if you don't catch us live, be sure to tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or any major podcast outlet in between. As always, the B-Team is brought to you by our title sponsor, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. If you need a tractor, utility vehicle, construction equipment, zero-turn motors, parts, service, and more, there's always a Kubota dealer near you with 8 locations across the great state of South Dakota. Stop in today and get yourself into some orange equipment. And we would also like to thank our segment sponsor, Cubby's Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Brookings. If the Jacks are out of town and you need a place to watch them, head on down, get some Chislic cheese curds, beer, and burgers. And now, without further ado, scared money don't make money. That's right, folks. What an intro put together by Ben. I love it. So, scared money don't make money. I love it.
Hey, you put a lot of work into that. I just touched it up is all. But no, it's a pretty sweet intro. And if you didn't notice, the audio clip in the beginning is none other than our fearless leader, Jimmy Rogers. He had the quote from the post game saying, scared money don't make money. So we thought it fit this little segment pretty well.
Yeah, no, we thought about that when we were talking about it, and we're like, yeah, that's going to be awesome. This is going to be great. With us is Alex, of course, Alex Kenkel. Alex, thanks for joining us. We're excited to have you on the JI team here and everything. And, you know, you got your computer model and all that jazz to go head-to-head with our picks, which, you know, obviously we're so good at it that it initially got named Fade Brendan Get Rich. So how do you think your computer model's going to do?
I don't know. I kind of released that BCS article today. Shameless plug there. It's early in the year, so computer models are not as accurate because you don't have as large of a sample size. So if you're going to make ground on it, make ground on it now. There's some lines in here as we get to. I don't know that I 100% agree with, but we'll check them out as we go, and we'll see where everything lands here.
Hell yeah. Kevin Marshall's asking, what is a Chislic?
Where did that off, question come from?
There's no key. Because I said you can get Chislic in the intro at.
Gotcha.
And Kevin, you were here, and if you didn't have Chislic, that is a crying shame, and someone did you a disservice. You should have tried Chislic. That is South Dakota's food claim to fame, I suppose you could call it.
I think it's like a state food.
Like it's got to be.
Yeah.
If you're not married to your cousin, you make it with beef, but down south, they like to make it with lamb for some reason, and it's horrible and greasy. Maybe that's a hot take to start the
that
show.
That is a hot take.
Right, but
that's a very originally hot take. Started with lamb. What the hell?
I like lamb chisel.
What the hell?
So greasy.
Man. He's coming in hot.
I think you haven't had good lamb chislic if it's greasy. I've had plenty of really good chislic.
Matt, we got to put this guy on probation as a pop. Right. This is
put him in the corner. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Well, we are going to make this a short podcast. It is 15 to 20 minutes. We are right. 15 to 20 minutes. Yes. So we're going to get right to the picks. We already previewed the Illinois State game coming up. We already recapped the UND game. So we're going to get to our picks. We're picking a couple non-conference games and then the six Valley games. Starting right off, we've got one that we're picking. It's kind of a joke. Montana, who I don't have as ranked. Some polls have Montana as ranked. And so, based on some polls, it's a ranked matchup, but Montana unranked on the Fans of the Nation poll, which is the best poll in my opinion. against ranked number 19 UC Davis. UC Davis is shown as a 3.5-point favorite at home. Alex, you said you ran some numbers for this. Does your model agree with that line?
So that's really close. Model says 3.24. So the model is going to take the Grizz on that just barely, but I don't know. Early in the year, I was really high on UC Davis. Don't go on too many message boards. You'll see me saying UC Davis is a quarterfinal team, and I definitely think I have to walk that back at this point a little bit. But as Patrick Ferks is saying here in the comments, if Larrison's back, I think they'll win this one pretty easily.
Gotcha. Yeah, Larrison's the key there. What was the line, Ben? I was reading comments instead of listening to you.
Davis is favored by 3.5.
Davis is favored by 3.5. Oof. With Larrison being out, I'm still going to take UC Davis. Because here's my thing. Like, if the Grizz were really that upset and we're going to prove something, it'd have been against Idaho State at home.
They'd have done it by now.
Yeah. Like, all like now, you got made fun of for were they losing or they were tied at half to a Pioneer League team who's probably going to lose to St. Thomas. And then you go in against the D2 team, and yeah, it's a tough game. Yeah, they were a tough D2 team, but if you're all what Montana's supposed to be, then you should have rolled them. Then you lose to NAU, and everybody nationally across the country is dogging on you, and you come out against Idaho State and struggle to put them away. I don't see them all of a sudden just smashing them on the road.
I got to agree. I mean, Kevin says Stone and him both picked the Grizz to win, which is a bold move. Kevin says they can't be this bad.
I don't know.
Indications are they are that bad. I mean, like you guys said, they would have showed something by now, and I expect UC Davis to win by a touchdown here. So all on the same side on that one. Kind of boring, but we'll move on. We've got Western Carolina University, number 8, against Chattanooga, number 25.
Was that WCU tricky for you?
You know, I questioned. I was like, what?
Western Kentucky?
No, I don't know. Oh, no. Western Carolina real well. But I do know that they're number 8 right now and that they are 4.5-point dogs on the road, as a number 8 ranked team. Alex, what does the model show on this one?
Sorry, I was muted. My kid's crying upstairs. Model says Chattanooga by 2.4. I disagree with that as well. I think Western Carolina is really good right now. I think that offense is super explosive. I think a lot of people are low on them. So Model is going to take Chattanooga in the points. I am going to take Western Carolina. If I was going to put money on this, I might even do Catamount's money line.
Yeah, I'm not big on Chattanooga. I'm just not. They looked really, really good against Sanford, but everybody's looked good against Sanford. So I'm going to go with the Catamounts on this one. I'm with Kevin on this. He says take Western. Also, glad to see Patrick Ferks back. Haven't seen him in the comments in like a year. Yeah, so we miss you, buddy. Glad you're back.
He must be busy on Monday.
Right? He's got a busy Monday. Apparently somebody doesn't pick us over Monday Night Football, which we've obviously been winning head-to-head. So Patrick's obviously making the wrong choice. Yeah, give me the Catamounts. They're going to go out and prove that they belong in the top 10. If they don't, boy, Furman better not drop a game or they're going to – SoCon's going to all be out before the quarters again.
Right. As boring as it is, I don't think I can go against you guys. This is a very confusing line for me. And I mean, that's why it's tempting to pick Chattanooga just cause it's so fishy. It seems like an easy pick taking Western and 4.5 points, but, got to do it there. This next line I hate, we're getting into Valley matchups here. We've got Western Illinois going to number 14, UND. UND is a 24.5-point favorite at home. Western Illinois is bad. but are they that bad?
24 what does the model points? Say?
So computer says 25.27. So the model is going to take Hawks and the points. I'd sure disagree with this model a lot for having built it, but I don't know, Matt. I think Matt Morrissey's playing some good football right now. I've kind of covered that in the MBFC by the numbers write-ups, but gosh, there's like one bright spot. He's slinging it, and he actually looks good. That defense is not good, so the Hawks will get back on track and get their points, I'm sure, but 24.5 is a lot. So model's going to take Hawks and the points. I will take Western plus 24.5.
I am going to take UND in this one. I'm going to eat all those points. Western is terrible. But also, Western got toasted by Lindenwood at home. And if the UND is one of those teams who they're a pretty good team, and pretty good teams tend to blow the doors off of bad teams. So I think UND's looking for a get-right game. I think this line would have been out of line had they played us tight, because then they might be peeking ahead to NDSU. I don't think that happens after what happened last week. So I'm going to take UND at home in the Dome to absolutely dog walk Western Illinois.
I'm going to take Western Illinois to hang on. To lose by that 20 to 24 range, hopefully. 24.5, just a lot of points for UND. I mean, I know it's at home, but I'm just going to hope that Western can get a couple touchdowns to hang in there. We'll see.
Well, Western's going to keep it close until half.
Yeah.
You're going to feel really good at halftime.
Probably. Yep. Probably. The next one we've got is another big spread. Murray State going to number 11 now, USD. Jumped way up in the rankings after being unranked in most polls, probably all polls. And USD is a 22.5 point home favorite. That's a lot for USD. It's been a while since they've been favored by that much.
So model is going to take Murray State and the points. That's 20.5, and I'm actually inclined to agree there. It's D-Day, so it'll be the second largest crowd they'll have all year. It'll only be a third empty. and I don't know, they're coming off a big emotional win. They haven't started fast against the bad teams they've played this year already. I think the Oats kind of sleepwalk through the first half of this one, and they win by 3 scores, but I don't know. That's a lot to cover, especially when it's been a while since they've really blown anyone out.
Shout out to Alex's wife for hopping on with it.
Yes.
for taking care of the kid while Alex hops on. Right.
Beth, I'm glad that I'm not the only one who has a wife jumping on here giving him hell. So good for you. I'm glad that I'm not so low on that. Patrick, yes, the Brewers make me sad as well. I was sadder last night than I am tonight. On that game, I'm with you guys. I think this will be a hangover game for USD. With D-Days and everything else, I think USD wins. Like, they would have to try to not win. That would be embarrassing. I think they'll win by 3 touchdowns, but I don't think they're going to win by 4 scores. So hopefully they get up, put the 2s in, and I backdoor cover on that.
As much as I would love to see Murray State go in there and give them a game, I just don't think they do. I do think USD is talented. I think they have a good offense, and I think they have a good enough defense to keep the spread far enough apart. So I'm going to take USD with 22.5 points, which feels dirty, but I'm going to do it.
Hey, we're both eating huge point spreads here.
Right.
We're eating a lot of points. We must be hungry. But as Chris Howard said, follow the show name and take the eat the points.
Exactly. Scared money don't make money. Next up, we've got number 7 NDSU, which feels weird to say. When's the last time they were outside the top, 3? They go to Missouri State, and NDSU is favored by 10.5 in that one.
That's it?
That's all.
So model's not saying much more, and I think that's because it's not accounting for the fact. I haven't seen anything. If there's any Missouri State fans, feel free to jump in and say, but I don't think Jacob Clark is going to play. He left the game last week. Jordan, totally drawn a blank on his last name. The backup quarterback looked serviceable, but the Bison are going to prove something this week. There's no way they don't absolutely bludgeon them for what happened last week. Model and I both are taking NDSU in the points.
10.5 points. You know what that is, Ben?
Free
That's
money.
Spicy meatball.
That's a
spicy meatball. Holy cow. 10.5 points after NDSU just got embarrassed. They're going to, oh man, I feel bad for the Missouri State fans who are buying a ticket, but number two, I promise you, they don't follow along close enough to realize what's about to happen, but they follow along close enough to know NDSU just lost to USD. And they're thinking, well, we get them at home, so we should win. So NDSU is going to take their soul. And I would have taken NDSU at 21.
Yeah.
That's what I expected, the line to be closer to 17 to 20. And so this feels like stealing, getting them at 10.5. If you've got some money to bet and you can find a place to bet it, this would be my bet of the week for sure.
I'm gonna try to do that. I'm gonna run down to the casino in Iowa and see if I can get this line on Saturday. Well. Because Jesus,
yeah,
Jordan Pichot, that's the backup quarterback. Same. That was gonna bug me. Had to go find that in my notes here.
I would bet by Saturday it's much higher. I bet it's above 14 for sure, maybe even to 17. After that, we've got number four, Southern Illinois, who, I mean, we've known that they're good, and they did benefit from a lot of the top 10 teams losing, but sneaky, like they're just kind of sneaking up there, and they're up to number four now. They are 6-point favorites at Youngstown State.
So the model says SIU 5.5. So the model will take the Penguins in the points. I'm going to digress. I'm going to say Salukis will win by more than 6. Nick Baker's kind of throwing a weird pick a game right now, but their running game is finally clicking along pretty good. That Youngstown defense looked bad this week. I saw they're really trying to shuffle around some different guys on the back end to try to fix some of that, but Southern is definitely a heck of a team to try to fix that on.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's at home. You know, I mean, our defense gave up a lot of points to you and I in the dome when we had a great defense.
That's fair.
If Theo Day starts clicking, and I mean, they only scored 26 points when they're at SEMO. You know, their big point games have come against – honestly, kind of bad teams. Missouri State, they put up a ton of points on Austin Peay, who's okay, but they're not, I mean, they'd be a lower half Valley team. So I think Youngstown State's going to be desperate. It's a 6-point spread, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to take the points with the Penguins. I think Southern Illinois will win, but I think they're going to just edge it out. They should win by a lot, but man, the Ice Castle can be hard to play in. And I mean, I don't know. Youngstown did put points up on Northern Iowa. So I think they can keep it close.
This comment is abuse. Y-Town's talking about the last time Youngstown State had a top five win.
To our faces.
And it was back in 2017. It was the game where Youngstown State held the ball. They had 45 minutes of time of possession in that game.
Yeah.
That was the worst game to watch. I remember that one vividly and how painful it was because we just never had the ball.
I remember just sitting in my apartment in Lincoln just wanting to pluck my eyes out watching that one.
It was so miserable. That whole thing was just awful. Oh, my God. Yeah, to our faces. Unbelievable.
He also says that secondary is bad, rush defense is good or a solid, very good offense. Only shot if they can win if they force some stops in the secondary. Not sure they have that in them though. I will take Southern Illinois to win by at least a touchdown in this one. I do think it's closer than it should be, like you said, but I'm just going to bank on them winning by 7-10 in that one. So moving on.
Southern Illinois have next week? Youngstown, then Murray. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be looking by that one. They'll probably be pretty focused on the Penguins,
I would say. I did want to say, Kevin asks, what if they don't, when he was talking about NDSU, what if they don't whoop Missouri State? Like, let's say they win by 3-7.
Like, Entz doesn't get on the plane, or at least Tyler Roll. Entz probably gets on the plane. Tyler Roll doesn't get on the plane.
They might just leave Roll in Missouri.
Assuming that's how they lose. But
now, to be fair, Missouri, they've had struggles down in Springfield in the past, but that was pre-Petrino era. You know, where that there was no atmosphere, no fans whatsoever, and they were never coming off a loss where it was close like that. If they don't hammer Missouri State, then the rumors are true, and I will genuinely believe they might give up. They might lose 3-4 games this year in conference.
I mean, right. They might lose 5 at that point.
Ariel does make a valid point.
Ariel,
say it for the podcast, people. Ben, it was you who said that this is only going to take 20 minutes, and you were so certain.
To be fair, Brendan said in the group chat 30-45, so we're still under there.
No, we're not going over 30. I'll guarantee you that. We're moving on to the next game. Northern Iowa, unranked, going to Indiana State. Another big spread. Northern Iowa is favored by 21 in this one. What's the model say?
Model says 18-7-1. I'm going to agree there. I'm going to take Indiana State in the points. They looked horrible last week, but Cade Chambers is back healthy as of last week. So hopefully another game where he can knock the rust off a little bit. Excuse me. They can move the ball a little bit. Justin Dinka appears to be out now. He hadn't really been doing much this year anyhow, along with the rest of that rush offense. So UNI secondary also played bad. If anyone else watched that basketball game, I watched that and the NDSU game when I got home Saturday. Me and the model both give us Indiana State in the points.
I hate this line.
It's awful.
Really hate this line. I would not bet this line ever because UNI is so Jekyll and Hyde right now. UNI wins. I don't, but 21. Ooh. Yeah, I'll take Indiana State. I don't like that either. I'll take UNI so I can be cheering for him to score touchdowns because I don't want to be.
You don't want to be watching a 5-7 game.
Champions bet the over. I'm going to take UNI. I'm going to assume Theo Day has his groove back and can score some points for me.
I think I got to take UNI too. Indiana State's just really bad. UNI's got the offense to do it, and I don't think Indiana State has the offense to keep up. So we'll go UNI there.
Seth Myers says Indiana State's going to be on a mission after losing to Murray State.
Yeah.
You let the horse run around the track 3 times.
All right. Last but not least, we've got number one SDSU going to Illinois State. SDSU is favored by 19 in this one on the road.
That is very in line with what the model says. Model says 18-9, so the model is just barely going to take the Redbirds in the points. I'll eat all 19 of those. I feel like their rush defense has been really good, but we've got 3 really good wide receivers. We got an NFL caliber tight end. We'll be able to rush enough to keep them balanced. We'll get the ball moved. On their side of the ball, Anaxted, only real competition. He's played through a couple snowballs. Granted, one was in 2-minute drill trying to make something happen. But I don't know. They're weird. We've talked about it all week. They haven't really played anyone other than EIU, and they did not look particularly good that game. Brock's back's a good coach. They'll be ready to go. But like I said, Model's going to take the Redbirds. I'm going to take the Jacks.
Huh, man, that is brutal. It's not going to be raining. That would throw some kinks into things, I think, a little bit in normal. I don't like it. They do have a solid defense. I'll take Illinois State. I'll take the points. I think we win by two touchdowns ish, a score or two, anywhere from 7 to 10. I don't know if we win by 20 points in this game. They do have a good defense. Curd burglar. Is that what I get called for taking Indiana State? Yeah, I am the curd burglar. Be damn straight. I'll burgle your curds. Kevin. But Ryan says boo. Oh no, not Ryan. Oh, that makes me feel a little bad. That's all right. Ryan's busy being the champion anyways. So
yeah, that was pretty cool to see. Ryan will be happy to hear that I think SDSU is going to win by at least three scores. I am concerned that we'll win by like 17, but I'm going to just, I think our defense steps up and I think our passing game steps up. I think we see Mark throw a bunch of touchdowns in this one. You know, usually his stat line isn't crazy because we run the ball so much, but I think this is one of these games where he gets three or four touchdowns passing. And so I'll take SDSU minus 19 in this one.
All right. Patrick, I still drink my chocolate milk, but since this is a new show, I don't think I have to drink chocolate milk during this one. And to be honest, I'm saving it for before I go to bed for my heartburn that I've got right now. So old man problems.
We've been too busy talking about cheese curds and lately.
Right. Oh,
and cocktails as of today. That's why I had to have a beer. So, you know, I can't quite be as cool as Chad, a talking head with a cocktail, but I can at least have a beer.
got to work on Beth bringing you, I mean, you got the background blurred. So,
right.
There you go. Speaking of not Culver's, they are one of our sponsors, but the sponsor for this segment is Cubby's. Like Brendan mentioned in the intro, Cubby's is a great spot to watch all the Jacks away games. It's a great spot just to go get food and beer. They have plenty of beer on tap there, and their rooftop patio is amazing. Thank you, Cubby's, and everybody go check it out. That's part of the
deal. I didn't volunteer that.
Sorry, Beth. With great power comes great responsibility. You guys are getting me in trouble
already.
You've got the power to rag him on the comments, but you also have now you have the responsibility as well.
Yeah, for those that can't see, Beth asked, I have to keep the kid happy and deliver drinks for Alex.
You don't have to deliver them nicely. You can throw them at him. I mean, that would be great if we saw a beer bounce off his head. Oh my God, that'd be incredible.
There's like a kid in hand and just a beer chucked at
it. Problem is, I'm in her office, so she'd be spilling beer all the next day at work.
Well, don't throw it open.
Well, no, it's closed.
Yeah, then I open it and it's all shook up.
We want it to hurt.
All right. I am determined to finish this podcast under 30 minutes, so we're going to stop it now. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the first Scare Money, Don't Make Money podcast. Yes. Well, this will be a weekly thing on Wednesday nights, and they'll usually be at 8. If they're not, we'll send a message out about it. But as always, go big.
Wait.
What? Don't.
I just.
There's too much time to fill.
No, I just have something to say.
Go blue. Go Jacks.
Go Jacks.
You go Jacks.
Suck.
We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We would also like to once again thank our sponsors, the Kubota Dealers of South Dakota, Culver's of Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Colby Sports Bar and Grill. And as always, Go Jack!